Business website essentials. Telling a small business owner to assume the perspective of your customer is one of those classic easier said than done problems. It's not for lack of trying, but owning a small business isn't just a job, it's a lifestyle. And when you put that level of passion and commitment into something, your unique familiarity with it can be tough to shake. Yet, this is the simplest way to quickly optimize your website. By deeply considering your customer's perspective and buying journey, we can make decisions that put everything in the right place for the customer to easily and quickly complete their interaction with your business and maybe even leave a nice review to boot. While it's absolutely essential to have each of these elements be part of your website, the specifics of their presentation need to be in consideration of your specific customer demographics. Most notably will be the difference between information on an online store, where the priority is to drive sales, versus a traditional brick and mortar business, where the priority is to get them to visit you. So here are the must-haves. Contact information. Much of your web traffic will be coming from customers looking to use your website as a tool to communicate with you, whether by email, phone, or in person. The information that helps them accomplish this needs to be a top priority. Placing an easily found Contact Us link in the top right corner of your website is never a bad move. But if your customers aren't web savvy, consider putting your address, phone number, and hours of operation right on the home page. Additionally, if your business location is a little off the beaten path, consider using a map application on your website to help people better understand your location. Product information. This is a growing priority for small businesses online, as a number of searches now happen on mobile with the intent of in-the-moment product research, sometimes even in-store. This means that the more specific information you have online about what you sell, the better. This may even lead to customer conversions while they are in a competitor store. Keeping an up-to-date and functional product catalog online can be a lot of work, but it is most certainly worthy of consideration given the potential value. This is particularly important if your demographic skews younger and more web-savvy. Business description. Give a quick, easy-to-find snapshot of your business and history information. Make sure that it's available for people interested in learning a little bit more about you. Keep in mind, if people are looking at this part of your website, they are likely close to buying. Make sure that you put in a little marketing effort here and there to help seal the deal. Make it concise, but include things like business history, location, relevant achievements, and philosophy. It's also not a bad idea to include customer testimonials if you have them. Quick links to social channels. Social platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter are all great tools to help foster a direct line of communication between your business and its biggest fans. Your website should prioritize getting those follows and likes as easily as possible by installing a quick link widget into the footer or header of your website. That way, no matter where your customer goes on the site, they are always one click away from connecting with you on social. Content media. It's becoming more and more common to see small businesses feature active content strategies, and it's easy to see why. Number one, content is authentic. No one likes being sold to. And content is a great way for business to build a relationship while leaving the hard sell on the shelf. Number two, content is made for local. A good content strategy can help a business establish itself as grounded in its local area through authentic stories that are for and about their community. And number three, content is hyper-located or hyper-targeted. Based on how you answered the first three questions, your website, at least a little, is likely targeting customers to a specific point of the sales funnel. Having a fully realized content strategy allows you to add balance to your site. For example, if your site is designed to drive new sales, perhaps the content can be targeted towards customer retention by adding value to those people already in the fold. Easy content strategy win equals how-to videos. These can be extremely effective and easy to produce. Plus, creating how-to videos gives you the platform to demonstrate your expertise. Double win if it's related to your business. So putting it all together with design. When considering design and layout, it's completely appropriate to look at it as an opportunity to infuse some of your business's personality into your website's look and feel. But heed this warning, design is where it's most critical to consider the customer's perspective. Too often, small business owners create a website that works perfectly for themselves while failing to consider how it will work for their customers. So here are two of the top level considerations when choosing a design. Mobile functionality is king. This has to be top of mind at every stage of design. While most modern design templates are mobile functional, it's worth taking second looks at the ones that do it best. And if you haven't updated your website since the inception of the smartphone, you might want to think about a redesign. Keep it simple. You may have noticed that this really pushes the need for priorities, but with this in mind, consider putting only the most crucial information on the homepage. Your homepage must include easy links to contact info, product info, and business description. After that, it becomes really dependent on your goals and objectives. But when considering the perspective of your customer, oftentimes less is more, and built for speed. By keeping things simple and prioritizing mobile functionality, you are likely also building for speed. But this point, critical enough that it bears repeating that your site needs to be fast. According to a study from Forrester Consulting, 40% of shoppers will wait no longer than 3 seconds of load time before abandoning a retail website. As well, Google uses load time as a factor in determining your search ranks, so a slow site might even be keeping customers from finding you when they look online. So here are the final thoughts. All in all, it's all pretty swell to build a website for your business. Hosting is cost-effective and secure, design templates have never looked nicer, and there's plenty of great content out there to help you guide yourself through the process. But if you are ever curious if your website is serving you well, just follow this tip from Kevin Lau at Google. Take out your phone, pull up the site, and ask yourself, do you like what you see? Now go to your closest competitor's site and ask yourself the same question. Your answer will tell you all you need to know.